Theory is a respected Australian researcher. He is submitting his report for publication today, but it already has scientists all over the world talking. It is an intriguing question. What if the swine flu virus that has killed 61 people and spread to 30 countries was not something that occurred in nature, but was instead man-made in a lab? Question that Dr. Adrian Gibbs is raising. He's a respected scientist who was involved in the research that led to the development of Tamiflu. He claims the new swine flu virus might have been accidentally created in a lab by scientists using eggs to grow viruses and make new vaccines.
It might be some simple error that has not been recognized.
The World Health Organization is investigating his claim right now. However, here in the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control says it has reviewed Dr. Gibbs' report and says there's no evidence to support it, a conclusion many experts we spoke to found very comforting.
Technically, it's plausible, but not likely.
In this case, I'm not concerned that this virus represents anything other than a naturally occurring mixture of viruses found in nature.
But even if it didn't happen in this case, how concerned should we be generally about the possibility of bugs escaping from labs? After all, it happened with foot and mouth disease in England. Again, experts we spoke to said security and regulations at labs have been getting tougher and better all the time.
The laboratories have a lot of safeguards from having this to happen, and it's very unlikely.
Dr. Gibbs remains unfazed by the skepticism his report is receiving.
There are lives at risk, and the sooner the idea is out and being checked, the better.
And, you know, it's worth noting that even the scientists who disagree with Gibbs are praising his work and saying he's doing a good thing by raising this possibility now, that when you're facing a new and scary virus, as we are right now, no stone should be left unturned.
103.5 WCOM Radio. I'm Furious George. It's Thursday, May 14th, 2009. And we're doing the Furious George Show, which goes along with saying the show may be offensive to some of you weaklings out there. For everybody else, just put your seatbelts on, critical thinking skills attached to your brain. And we're going to go through the news and fun stuff that happened this week and beyond. So, I do this every Thursday. It's part of the Furious George donation to micro-powered community-based radio theme that we've been doing for the last 10 years. You can find out more about it at communityradio.coop, C-O-O-P, or furiousg.blogspot.com. You can find out more about our old shows here. More importantly, support micro-based, community-based radio in any way you can, especially the way you're doing just now. If you're hearing this, you are doing what we need you to do. So keep doing that, hopefully, and throughout the night, we've got good stuff here on Thursday nights at WCOM Radio. Following up my man Cabot, I'd like to spin some instrumental political hip-hop stuff and also just electronica, experimental music, fun, different-ish. And then we hand it over in the night, many different cool artists, Son, DJ Cloud9, DJ Bourne's for sure around. We'll play more of that and this underground stuff you won't hear anywhere else. This here is called Flying Lotus. It just can't stop playing, dude. But we will weave in Wanda Sykes' White House Correspondents' Dinner speech, which we like to do. We did that live to the Colbert Show way back when. We'll do it again. I'm Furious George. Thanks for listening. I'm furious.
I'm like, with this administration, what is there to be nervous about? You know, if I do a good job, I get great press. If I screw it up royally, Tim Geithner will give me a bonus. But, you know, I understand because it's hard to poke fun at the president, you know, because he's so likable. Everybody likes him. you know, t-shirts and bumper stickers and listening to the radio and people are dedicating songs. I like to send out Always and Forever to Mr. President. People love you, you know, and even the media, you know, you guys have been very favorable towards the president. You know, it's funny to me that they've never caught you smoking, but they somehow always catch you with your shirt off. I know you're into this transparency thing, but I don't need to see your nipples. Is there a beach at Camp David? What the hell? Yo, there was never a nipple portrait of Lincoln. I'm sorry. But this is amazing, you know, the first black president. You know, I know you're biracial, but the first black president. I mean, it's proud. You're proud to be able to say that. You know, the first black president. You know, well, that's unless you screw up. And then it's gonna be, what's up with the half white guy, huh? Mulatto, what the hell? And I must say, Mr. President, I thought that, you know, that when you got into office that you would put a swift end to your basketball pickup plan, you know, pickup basketball plan, you know. I mean, come on, first black president playing basketball, that's one step forward, two steps back. And really, are you any good? I bet you think your game is really nice right now, don't you? Yeah, you really got good moves, huh? I mean, come on, nobody's gonna give the president a hard foul with the Secret Service standing there. He's probably bragging and everything. You should have seen me today, baby. I was balling, you know. Your ego. I'm like, oh, Mr. President, you really shook me that time, you know. I thought you were going this way, and then I saw Secret Service do this, so I went that way. And right to the hole, sir, right to the hole. But that's the thing about you, sir. You're so likable because you're so accessible. You know, playing basketball, I bet you rappers even give you that demo. Hey, can you get this to Jay-Z for me?
You buff stuff. not the truth. You ain't giving what it is. It's evident in my craving nature. Love you like cooked food. I want to roast and bake ya. Please, baby, please let me squeeze and taste ya. I'll let you fuck first. I'll never overtake ya. Whitey, whitey, brokey, brokey, happy big time. All that we need is just some grease and big slime. I tell you, I'm enough. You want the buff stuff. You buff enough. You buff enough. I tell you, I'm enough.
Hello, thank you. Chairman Isley, members of the subcommittee, I'm glad to have the opportunity to testify about protecting market data.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. My son Dylan's nanny is out of town.
That's fine.
We can manage.
It's okay. Chair seats the Florida Congresswoman Schultz for 5 minutes of questioning.
Yes, of course.
Mr. Hastings, do you feel increased data regulation would improve the quality of regulatory analysis?
He told me that we just don't know how much footwear they stock. Who sees it? I gotta say this about President Bush, man, he knows how to leave town, right? I mean, we haven't heard anything from him. He is quiet. He left like that house guest who breaks something in your house and heard him get out of there before you find out. He broke a lot of stuff, sir. He broke a lot of stuff. I mean, you thought you were, you know, find a new home. You got a fixer-upper, huh? And there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. And yet you're trying to help, and I'm amazed that some people won't even allow you to help. Like, what's up with all these governors not wanting to take the money? Who turns down money? You know, maybe you should get Oprah to give it away. Oprah said, okay, governors, look under your seats. pulled out at the last minute. You know, somebody should tell her, that's not how you really practice abstinence. They need the money, especially our school system. I'm so happy that you're doing something about education and you want to pay our teachers more. Because our teachers are grossly underpaid. That's right. Pay the teachers more money. Maybe then they'll stop sleeping with the students.
Beautiful arm. Some of the previous first ladies.
They need to sleep. Some of them need ponchos. But you do need to keep your arms to yourself sometimes. Yeah.
In our community of music. Thank you very much for coming by. What's that sound I hear? What? I think it's...
Don't it stray is, away. You have a little slew up to spend your way.
In. Matter of fact, Mr. Moore.
If you like to spin your own records, pick that favorite record of yours up, take it home, place it on the turntable, and you have 3 minutes of great, relaxing music.
Even Senator McCain gave you grief about the new helicopter that you didn't order. You know, I think Mr. McCain was just a little bitter because he wanted to be in the new helicopter. But I'm to tell Mr. McCain, like, Mr. McCain, I'm sure if you ask nicely, your wife will buy you a helicopter. Rush Limbaugh, one of your big critics. Boy, Rush Limbaugh said he hopes this administration fails. Yeah. So you're saying, I hope America fails. He's like, I don't care about people losing their homes or jobs or our soldiers in Iraq. He just wants the country to fail. To me, that's treason. He's not saying anything differently than what Osama bin Laden is saying. You know, you might want to look into this, sir, because I think maybe Rush Limbaugh was the 20th hijacker, but he was just so strung out on Oxycontin, he missed his flight. Fail. I hope his kidneys fail. How about that? He needs a good waterboarding. That's what he needs. Sean Hannity said he was going to get waterboarded for charity for armed forces. He hasn't done it yet. I see. Please. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you may want to get waterboarded by someone you know or trust, but, you know, let somebody from Pakistan waterboard. Keith Olbermann. Let Keith Olbermann waterboard. He can't take a waterboarding. I can break Sean Hannity just by giving him a middle seat in coach. scares me to death. I tell my kids, I say, look, if two cars pull up and one has a stranger and the other car has Dick Cheney, you get in the car with the stranger. Dick Cheney is trying to defend torture. They should release the memos to show all that good information we got from our practices. You can't defend torture. That's like me robbing a bank and then going in front of the judge and saying, yes, your honor, I robbed the bank, but look at all these bills I paid. Rescue dog. Look, the man has to rescue a country that's been abused by its previous owner. Let him have a fresh start with the dog. Thank you all. Good night.
Your place, Andy. Fall back or get called out. Know what I'm saying? Oh. related to rhyme to the audience. Haters can't relate, they be trying to start arguments. All the rules marked with death, and they toe get tagged. When a flow is bad, it make foes relax. And think about it a second before I even touch the mic, and that's without a suggestion. Start counting your blessings. I'm clowning you peasants who be doubting my message. This style's not impressive, I'm using my time wisely. Nothing can slide by me. Fools try me, then at the end be like, why me? Why not? I can see a blind spot. Birds try to jock, they could go find the flock. Time is on the clock, but not a second to watch. Got a plot synchronized on the dot, ready or not. Get it right, get it now, get it right now.
Right now.
Why debate, get it right now.
Right.
Before they put me on timeout or lights out.
Lights
get
out.
It right, get it now, get it right now.
Right
get
now.
It right, get it now, get it right now.
Right
why
now.
Why debate, get it right now.
Right.
Before they put me on timeout or lights
get
out.
Lights
get
out.
It right, get it now, get it right now. I'm taking the shit back to the essence. If anybody wanna talk shit, I got a message. It to yourself or your health will be lessened. Depleting like an energy bar, cause you be stressing. Stupidness, who is this nigga up in my business? Get his ass up out of here before I start flipping. Like channels on the remote control, I don't condone. Fools on the mic who can't hold their own, I'm on the throne. Zone with me, it's the ticket to the next situation. Getting explicit, now picture it. Physical evidence gone, I'll be acquitted. Getting funky with the linguistics, that's tradition. Infliction of pain on perpetrators, wishing to slip in my position, but nah, good riddance. If you didn't ship in, you can't get a bit of this. Deliberate backstabbing, that shit's ridiculous. Yeah, get it right, get it now, get it right now.
Right now.
My way, by the bait, get it right now. Before they put me on time out or lights out.
Lights
get it right, get it now, get it right now.
Right
get
now.
It right, get it now, get it right now.
Right
why
now.
Wait, why the bait, get it right now. Yeah, bitch, I'm around forever. X marks the spot, now go find the treasure. Funk fatality, battle me, you catching a blizzard. I got allergies affected by you whack-ass niggas. Let me go and get bread, spit hot lead, spread the gospel. Topple you fools that wanna pop so much shit. Fuck it, time for me to flush it. Do the people justice, rock my production.
Rock
hoes be lusted, no, you can't touch him. Follow his instructions, no, he ain't fucking. Indestructible, walk into the session. Soon as I catch the groove, it's impressive. Dilapidate your crew, niggas fake as you. I can't relate to you. This is for the real people that take the truth and ingest it. Let it radiate in the soul and manifest it. Get it right, get it now, get it right now.
Right
now. Wait, by the bait, get it right now.
Wait,
before they put me on timeout or lights out.
Lights
get
down.
It right, get it now, get it right now.
Right
get
now.
It right, get it now, get it right now.
Right
my
now.
Way, by the bait, get it right now.
Wait,
before they put me on timeout or lights out.
Lights
get
down.
It right, get it now, get it right now.
Right
get
now.
It right, get it now, get it right now.
Right
my way, by the bait, get it right now.
Wait,
before they put me on timeout or lights out.
Lights
get it right, get it now, get it right now.
I want my Announcing the death of Liberty, the U.S. Army's mascot, killed by a roadside bomb.
The big, lovable dog became a national celebrity when he deployed in 2003 to raise the spirit of our soldiers overseas.
Right, whether riling up soldiers involved in a long firefight or just adding a little humor to a midnight raid on a terrorist hideout, Liberty's floppy ears and goofy grin always made us laugh amid the harsh edges of war.
Nation's top dog. More than 500,000 Americans voted for Liberty in the online mascot selection contest sponsored by the DOD.
Yes, this freedom-loving canine won out in the final runoff, edging out Brigadier Baboon, D'Angelo the streetwise elk, who is a technological specialist, and Private First Class Jeffrey Bison.
Now, after his first tour ended in 2004, Liberty was redeployed with a new mission to put a positive spin on the conflict and improve the flagging public image of the war at home.
Right, and here today now, we'll never forget our studio visit from Liberty when he was on his nationwide tour right after the Abu Ghraib scandal. So despite all these allegations, you're here to remind us that our soldiers are doing their doggone best over there in Iraq, right? Yeah.
As the war moved into its fourth year, Liberty's mission was refocused again to cheering up Iraqis and creating goodwill between warring Shiites and Sunnis.
Now, we did see a little less of the big lovable dog in 2006 after the Pentagon cut his funding, but Liberty persevered, apparently creating his own website where he asked his fans back home to help him out and send him ammunition for his trademark marshmallow gun. And then yesterday, his career ended in heroics when, doing a cartwheel, he accidentally tripped an improvised explosive device.
Liberty will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery tomorrow morning.
Liberty was posthumously awarded a giant foam replica of the Congressional Medal of Honor.
He'll be missed.
Thank you. o'clock. The year is 1963. It's October 25th. You're in the time machine. I've got a brand new record.
Making it into brownies with his wife won't be facing criminal charges. Former Corporal Edward Sanchez resigned from the police force last year after confessing he took the pot out of his own police car. The investigation began with the review of a bizarre five-minute call that Sanchez placed to 911 after he and his wife ate the brownies.
Jane in Dallas. Great to have you on the program, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Fine and dandy, thank you.
Okay, I was driving home from lunch with my husband. He said to me, Jane, what do the doctors want? They own the car industry. They don't want us to go to college. What do they want? At the end of this, what do they want? They're going to have all the power. And what do they want?
What inspired this? Is it because even though they've got all this, they don't seem happy?
They don't seem happy. When is enough going to be enough?
Well, I've addressed this on several occasions. This is why the Republicans can never win by crossing the aisle, because...
I don't know. I probably have, like, a small chance. Please come.
Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
Alrighty, that kind of opens and closes the case. Susan Filan is MSNBC senior legal analyst and a former prosecutor.
Meeting him halfway, because no matter what you give them, it's never enough.
Gosh, what's going on here?
Well, when they have all our money, when they have everything, are they going to live in a different country? Are they going to move out of here? I mean, what do they...
No, what they want is power. But they, I know this sounds easy to say. Have you ever...
The law,
I'm not trying to pry, but the answer to your the answer to this question is I think it's almost required to understand their quest for power. Have you ever had a genuine addiction to anything?
The pot. Let me just lay it out for you. There's what this officer did was wrong, and by not prosecuting him, what the police department is doing is wrong. This should be a person under arrest. I mean, if it happened to anybody else, you can bet your bottom dollar there would have been an arrest. And I think now there should be an investigation as to why there weren't. Look, here's the argument that either they can't prove it because there's no actual pot, and it's just a statement, and maybe he was pranking, and so a jury could disbelieve him. Oh, please, I'd like to try that case in a heartbeat. Of course.
Well,
I'm thinking with this tape, too. I mean, what possibly could be the Detroit Police Department's argument for not pursuing this? I would think people would be angry and would now sue because they're not pursuing.
Outraged. Yeah, I think that what they were probably thinking is, look, no harm, no foul. Let's just get rid of him. Maybe, you know, he'll go quietly. He won't sue for his job. I probably think they were thinking of some kind of administrative reason, but that's just not right.
All right, so let's listen to another part of the tape where the officer, Officer Sanchez, asks the 911 operator for...
Actually, Mika Sharon in the control room, if I can interrupt here. We are just getting... We had been expecting some new surveillance tape coming in from our affiliate in Florida, WESA.
Let me tell you about it. It makes you entirely unreasonable and irrational. It is all you care about. Nothing else matters, no matter how important to you otherwise. It doesn't matter as much as the addiction.
Slow it down to a medium groove.
Mr. Marty, up in the rock copter, can you hear me?
Not being able to is what animates your existence every day.
Remember what you get now, baby. You don't get, baby. And you get deep, baby.
We've removed some personal information from the following 911 call. You will hear tone where the information has been removed.
Or a week.
Yeah, can you please send rescue to... I think I'm having an overdose and so is my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana, but I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 28,
these
29
people
years
are
old,
addicted.
And my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, and is there any weapons in the house?
No, please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know, we made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Because they think it is their birthright. And I'm not just talking about the people in Washington, elected officials. I'm talking about some of, not all, some of the rank and file, madcap, insane liberals that you will find blogging.
Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
I can feel it. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brown?
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
It's probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And you ate all of them. But how many? Was it a big batch, a little batch?
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk.
An addiction to anything.
What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago.
Okay, is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's kneeling down in front of me.
I don't.
Okay.
I know.
Not
well, I have. Okay. the answer to this question
is...
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
I think it's
Edward
almost
Sanchez?
Required to understand... their quest for power. Have you ever
had
a genuine addiction to anything?
You know, did you guys do anything else today besides marijuana?
No,
not really.
Well, I have. And I haven't. Let me tell you about it. It makes you entirely unreasonable and irrational. It is all you care about. Nothing else matters, no matter how important to you otherwise. It doesn't matter as much as the addiction. Feeding it, the fear of not being able to, is what animates your existence every day.
But I don't know what was it, the marijuana could have been, there could have been something in the marijuana.
Okay. Are you guys on any sort of prescription pills? You guys take any sort of other medication?
No, I don't. My wife takes Vicodin, though.
And does she take any today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, where's the Vicodin?
The Vicodin is, I don't know, it's in our medicine cabinet.
Okay, but how many does she take on a regular basis?
Yeah.
How many does she take on a regular basis? Two, four, eight?
Like, I don't know, like five a day. Please come.
She takes about five a day?
Yeah. Are you coming?
Yeah, they're on the way. They've been in her mouth for 2 minutes. It's now 9:38.
Okay.
And she takes about how many? Eight, five a day?
What's that?
How many does she take a day?
She takes like, I don't know, like six.
Six a day?
Like five a day. I don't know. We got into a car accident in year one high school last year.
And you don't know how many she's taking? Okay. Is there any animals in the house?
Is there any what?
Do you have any dogs, cats?
I'll put them away.
These people are...
Is the dog open?
Yeah, the front door's open. Come here.
Porch light on?
Because they think it is their birthday. Eat it every day.
And what'd you say?
Most of the state houses, and in California, they have made perversions.
But after they destroy our country,
all in power, fear, everybody's scared to death. It's miserable. Couldn't get the ring. But look at Hollywood people. Look at the successful Hollywood people. They have wealth and fame. The things that most people don't have it, think they would love to have.
Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
Okay, WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, signing off here. It's around 11 o'clock. Just so everybody knows, this is 103.5 community-based Chapel Hill Carborough LPFM Radio. In the background, Flying Lotus, his crazy 2008 release called Los Angeles. Check it out. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, thanks for listening to micro-powered community-based radio. You can check out my stuff online, Furious George, furiousg.blogspot.com. Find song sets and other news and bits and stuff about your friend here, Furious. Including that there in the background. Also, something called Altered Beats. Something I used to play on Free Radio Asheville back in the 90s. When we had the Furious George Show going illegitimately. As far as the FCC was concerned when they tried to... In fact, it did arrest people at Free Radio Asheville. Which is why WCOM Radio has this beautiful little station now. Because people were willing to go to jail and, you know, break stupid laws because they need to be broken. And unfortunately, there's still people out there who need help to get more licenses for LPFM, low-power, micro-based, community-based radio, genuine public radio. So support those folks, whether they're in the Southeast with the Southeastern Micro Broadcasters Association, or others, including Free Radio Santa Cruz. And man. I've had some crazy times in that town. So from the left coast to the east coast, everywhere in between, support micro-based, community-based radio. I'll be back next week. I'm Furious George.